From the Financial Times in London, I'm John Murray Brown, and this is FT News. China has warned of increased tension in the South China Sea if a UN tribunal rules against its claim to disputed waters that are also claimed by the Philippines. Chinese warships have been conducting live-fire military drills in the area ahead of Tuesday's decision. With me in the studio to discuss what's at stake is James King, FT Emerging Markets Editor. James, tell us first what exactly the UN panel is ruling on and what each side has said ahead of the ruling.
Yes, this is one of those occasions where a highly technical ruling by a UN body based in the Netherlands could pack a major geopolitical punch thousands of miles away in the South China Sea. What the case is really about is back in 2013, the Philippines went to the tribunal which upholds the Convention for the Law of the Sea, and it had 15 items in which it said China was acting in a way that's contrary to that law, either through its activities or through its claims. The main items concern the so-called nine-dash line. This is a line that China has drawn around pretty much the entire sea. It encompasses 90% of the sea. And it's asked the tribunal to rule on whether or not this nine-dash line is legal. And if it isn't legal, then to say what should happen. If it is legal, to ask the Chinese to clarify its legal basis. And the other key issue is it wants the tribunal to rule on whether land features that China claims, and there are 42 of them in the South China Sea, are either low tide elevations or rocks or islands. And depending on which definition is settled upon, that will have major implications for how much territory China can claim in the South China Sea. So those are the two main substantive issues. As to why the Philippines has been the country that has brought this case when there are so many other rival claimants to China around the South China Sea is not absolutely clear, but it has been the case that the Philippines has been most vocal in its opposition to China's claims over these islands. And some of the islands that China claims are very close to the Philippine coast.
So what are the risks if, as expected, the UN rules against China's claim? How is China likely to react to that?
Well, it's really getting its reaction in first, actually. There's been a flurry of Chinese diplomatic activity and comments in the Chinese press. It's basically said that it regards this case as reckless. It's said that it will not accept the case, it will not participate in it, it will not recognize the verdict, and it will not implement any of the recommendations of the case. So it's basically just said the tribunal's case is illegitimate.
So what power does the tribunal then have to enforce a ruling?
It doesn't have any power to enforce. That is one of the aspects of the tribunal. So the idea that we would see gunboats steaming to the South China Sea to enforce the ruling is just not on the cards. But this could have several other effects. And of course, the main ones are that it could stoke the already considerable tensions that exist in the South China Sea between the US and China and between the other claimants, not only the Philippines, but this territory, these islands are claimed in part by Brunei, Malaysia, Vietnam, Indonesia, and other countries in the region. So it could stoke tensions in the region.
And how do you think in the short term the tensions can be eased?
I'm not sure that they will be eased in the short term. We're expecting the ruling to come out tomorrow. All of the experts are saying that the ruling will probably go in favor of the Philippines, mainly because the Chinese have not participated. And when that happens, I think that we are likely to see more protests from China. We could see an increase in the temporary show of force by the Chinese military, which is already doing exercises in the South China Sea. And we could see other reactions from China as well. Some people are saying that maybe the Chinese would accelerate their building of some of these man-made islands in the sea. And some people say that it's possible the Chinese will increase weapons placements on the islands. And some are even saying that China may try to declare an air defense identification zone somewhere in the South China Sea. We don't know if any of those reactions will happen, but certainly the way the Chinese media is really whipping up a storm about this issue, it seems unlikely that the Chinese will just meekly stand by if the tribunal does rule in favor of the Philippines.
So this is another potentially very dangerous diplomatic situation in the South China Sea. Thanks, James, for that explanation of the situation, and we'll wait to see what happens.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.